I live in my perfect human body. I live in my perfect human body. What is my perfect human body? My perfect human body is the body that I was designed to have from the very outset. It is my original purity and integrity. My perfect human body. What is the perfect human body? How do I understand the perfect human body? How do I reveal the perfect human body? It's something that I've not always seen, I've not always been aware of, but it's my perfect human body. And I live in my perfect human body. Now, when my body does not express the ideal that I am, and I say I live in it, then I'm not living in my body as a desirable, wonderful, fantastic thing. I'm living in it as a limited thing. Can I live in my perfect human body as a limited thing? Can I live in my perfect human body and not have it be perfect? Not have it be the ideal? How do I know what my ideal human body is? How do I know what my ideal human body should reflect and should respond to? How do I know how I should act in my perfect human body? Am I always enjoying health, perfect health? Am I always enjoying perfect, harmonious relationships? Am I always enjoying abundance in my human body? Am I enjoying the abundance of all good things? Every cell of my body abundantly grows and harmoniously grows and perfectly grows. I live in my perfect human body, but do I know what my perfect human body is? Do I understand my perfect human body? Do I really care what my perfect human body is? And it seems like most of the time, I don't really care what my perfect human body is. Now, true, whatever I see in the outer is a reflection of what I am within myself. And so if I look without myself and I see unhappiness, if I see illness, if I see poverty or lack, then that is what has come from inside of me. And that seems like a never-ending story. Now, how can I change that? How can I change the outer appearances of my world? How can I change the outer result of my world? How can I change the outer seeing of my world? What I see in the outer? Well, if we do believe that the outer is a reflection of what goes on inside of us, then we must be having some pretty tremendous thoughts to bring about something contrary to our highest and best. We must have some pretty tremendous thoughts that bring about the idea that we live in a body that is not so wonderful. We must have some pretty important thoughts that come around and tell us that life is not beautiful and not good. And is this what we want? Is this what we want? No, it isn't. Well, what can we do about it? Well, we can change our thinking. And we can change our thinking about ourselves. What do you do in your meditation time? What do you do in your think time? What do you do when you are in your think tank? Well, you either think magnificent, marvelous, outstanding, wonderful ideas, or you think limiting ideas. Either way, it doesn't make any difference. It does make a difference as to how much of your divine life you're enjoying in your human body, but it doesn't make any difference from time or from choice. We can do anything we want. And as they say, we suffer the consequences. Well, you don't necessarily suffer the consequences. You don't know that there's anything better. You don't know that life is really, truly, wonderfully beautiful all the time. You don't know that There is only good in this universe. You don't know that whatever you have is your choice. It's what you think about. So what are you thinking about inside of yourself? If outside of yourself you see war and poverty and illness, if outside of yourself you see those things, if your human world shines back to you those lesser qualities that you see, what can you do about it? Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This, philosophers, religionists have told us from the beginning of time. And great people have come along. Great people have come along like the Aztecs. And the Aztecs came along early on this planet, and they did wonderful things. They built great buildings. They built great cities. They built great communities. But they did one thing that was thoughtless. They didn't think of how they could reach out and bring in all good. They only saw the immediate present and the immediate surroundings around them. They didn't think that all is good and all is beautiful. So when their civilization grew beyond its capacity to be fed by the land, they could no longer sustain themselves as a city. And all the greatness that they had, which was very great and which was great over a long period of time, disappeared. Now, as they were growing great and as they were developing and as they were creating their world of magnificence, as they were creating their outer human world to be something so marvelous from the thought within themselves, it grew, and it grew over hundreds of years. It grew over thousands of years. Yes, it grew over these years, and the land didn't deplete itself all of a sudden. In fact, the land may never have depleted itself. The animal ability to have bring food from animals didn't deplete itself immediately. This was something that they did in their thought. They reached the limit of their ideas of goodness, and they began to depend upon others. They began to depend upon the outer, and as they began to depend upon the outer, they stopped listening to the inner. They stopped listening to the magnificence that caused them to build tremendous buildings, that caused them to build a tremendous civilization. And every time you or I stop listening to our inner, anytime we stop listening to the divine within ourselves, and we call the human just the result of whatever is, rather than it is our thought, when we do that, then we cease to have the vision that brings us greatness, that brings us the magnificence of who and what we are. Each one of us has the ability to be tremendously magnificent, perfect in every human and divine way. And right now we're working on that human way. But in working on the human way, we're forgetting to look to the inner self. We're forgetting to look to the divine within, and we're forgetting to say that the divine within is truly wonderful, truly fantastic, truly glorious, truly beyond imagination. We can begin today to establish a new program for ourselves because we know the way. We know the truth. We know all these things do exist. And we know it's not that there was a lack of anything. We know that it was merely by not turning our attention to our reality within, by not listening to the human within us, the divine within us, the perfection within us. And when we turn ourselves to listen, then we can start saying, I live in my perfect human body. And our body will have every cell divinely inspired, divinely drawn, divinely created, divinely revealed. And as our body is divinely revealed, as our human body is to its ultimate, to its perfection, then we'll begin to see that life is beautiful, that there is goodness everywhere, there's wholeness everywhere. There is the perfect human everywhere. And the perfect human is who and what you and I can understand right now. But we can only understand it because we also are perfectly divine. We also have within us the ideal self that we are. And when we turn our attention to that ideal self within us, the ideal human body, then we begin to express it. We begin to live it. We begin to reveal it and know that that is who we really are, and that nothing else in the universe matters. I live in my perfect human body, and I live in it now. Join me in this conviction and this realization, for it is our reality. I love you. I love you. I love you.